News Radio 700 WLW.
And Rock Tomorrow, election time. I looked at my wife this morning and I said, you know, I just realized it's November and election day is tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, because I voted like 10 days ago or something. But, yeah. And here we go. And all kinds of stuff on the, you know, the crazy train thing going on. The issue one thing going on. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the legalization of pot for recreational purposes in the great state of Ohio.
Yeah, I feel like the pot one, which is issue two, I feel like that's going to pass. I also think issue one is going to pass. So if you told me 10 years ago that third term abortion and pot would be legal in Ohio, I would never have believed you. But that could be the case here tomorrow.
Well, let's talk to our good friend Jerry Joyner, the J-Man. J-Man, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, just enjoying a sunny day here in Texas. How about you guys up there?
We're doing great, man. It's
been, Too bad.
We got it. We're going to milk a couple of more days out of late summer, and then it's off to the big suck for a while. So J-Man, you sent a thing to us the other day. In your opinion, and I'm not your opinion, I mean, you found these facts and figures. How much would legalize pot, as far as taxation and such goes, bring to Ohio?
Literally billions of dollars is what some people say the economic impact could be for the state. You know, Governor DeWine and some of the GOP, they're pretty against the legalization of adult-use cannabis. But the Ohioans, the people that live there, 60% of them say, hey, they want this to pass. They want to be able to have adult-use marijuana in Ohio and not have to go to Michigan.
Yeah, I understand, and I see those same projections. I think for Ohio, it's like $260 million or something. But, like, I look at New York, which I believe legalized pot last year. They projected, oh, it's going to, you know, $56 million in this first year of tax revenue generated. It's been a fraction of that. California, same thing. They proposed that it was going to be like $355 million. It's been a fraction of that. So, I what I hear, Jerry, is it's how the states regulate it and how it's actually taxed. It's harder to do. It's harder to set up dispensaries than it should be. So I guess how are Ohioans supposed to believe that all these great promises of these big tax dollar revenues are going to come in when it seems like other states that do it, it doesn't happen or it doesn't live up to the projections?
And I, guys, I don't think it will ever live up to the projections in any state until they get a better handle on the unregulated or the black market. You know, that's 75% of the marijuana sales in America are still done on the street, not through the legal dispensaries, whether they're medicinal or an adult use. You know, you've got a pretty robust program there for medical use in Ohio. And in, I believe, 2015, y'all made a stab at trying to get adult use, and it didn't pass. But it looks like it'll pass this time.
So let me ask you when it comes, because that's one thing I don't know the ins and outs of. So I'll ask you, like, when with medicinal pot, right? How does that work? Is that covered by insurance? Like, if I fall down and I hurt my back and I go to the doctor and say, boy, some medicinal pot would really help me, and he prescribes it, does insurance cover it? Do I pay out of pocket? How does that work?
You pay cash money still out of your pocket. There's no insurance reimbursements yet. There's a few workman's comp issues in New Jersey where they've said that if a physician prescribes marijuana for pain, that it would be covered under workman's comp. And that's kind of the first step or the first procedure to allowing that to kind of change. Okay, y'all have a CTRMLA. That's the Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. They're in Ohio. That's the people that's spending all the money for the ads, the Marijuana Policy Project. They're the biggest funding of these advertising campaigns that y'all are seeing going on there.
And the thing is, guys, when talking about the medical marijuana, I had a good friend of mine tell me, I was like, how did you? I was like, there's nothing wrong with you. He's one of my oldest friends. I said, there's nothing wrong with you. How did you get a prescription?
Right.
And he said, I forget, like, oh, I said I had glaucoma. And the guy goes, here you go. Knock yourself out. Boom. And I was saw some friends the other day. And this lady was talking about how she takes her gummies at night and goes to sleep. And I said, how did you get that? She goes, well, I just said I couldn't sleep at night. So the doctor wrote me a script. And so it's you might as well legalize it if it's that easy to get, is all I'm saying. And with that, though, Jerry, let me ask you, you brought up the black market. Why doesn't legal pot defeat the black market? I'm assuming it's because it's cheaper. I don't know.
Yeah, you got it right there, Eddie and Rocky. It's the issue of what does a person want to pay. If a person wants to go to a medical dispensary, the cost of that marijuana is always more than it is on the street. And that's the big problem with so many people that have been in the black market and they're trying to become legitimate, okay? And your guys are wanting 35% of the tax revenue to go to social equity people for being able to get the license and help them to get in the business. Typically, these people are in the black market business now. And so it's hard for a guy to move from the black market. He's been feeding his family and making a living, and now he's going to get half the amount of profit if he goes legal. So that's a big sticking point for 75% of the people that get their marijuana still illegally. But there's a big change because not everybody's smoking it. That's the big key, I think. You mentioned gummies. Gummies are hugely popular now, as are the drinks. Okay, I tried the drink. I couldn't keep them lit, okay? So, I enjoy telling people, say, you know, you can get weed in a can now and drink it. And they're like, what? These things are just like beer. And I think that's where we're going to see more of the economic impact. Total Wines has now started carrying THC drinks in stores that it's recreationally or adult use legal. So I think we'll see more and more of that and less of the people smoking the pot because smoking pot's got that stigma that goes with it. And when you mention gummies, people, they think of Jimmy Buffett now.
Right. And that's the thing is, I mean, what is the black market on gummies? Is it the same as, you know, like you know, buying like actual pot or is it harder to do?
Okay. So now there's an area J-Man says buyer beware. Because most of the people that have been in the black market or the legacy, they call it legacy market now, they were selling bags of flour or bags of marijuana. They weren't gummies. You got to have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment to really make a consistent gummy that's going to have the right amount of THC in it and all these things. So as we've mentioned, in many of the convenience stores and gas stations in Ohio, you can go and buy some gummies that have THC in them. Buyer beware on that, guys. You got to make sure it's got a good certificate of authenticity, a certificate of analysis to where there's a trail of where it came from because there's a lot of imported crap. They put stickers on it, and they put it out there on the shelf, and people buy that. So the gummy market is going to continue to grow as these drinks continue to grow, and it's hard for those black market guys to get in that business without a big infusion of capital.
So I don't know, but Jerry, what is a – you know, someone that wants to enjoy, you know, THC and want to have a couple of gummies, like, I don't know how many you take, one, two, whatever, but how much does that, what does that cost someone to do that, to buy that from a legal place? In this case, it would be the state of Ohio or wherever you live, a legal amount of gummies that would not get you just wrecked, but, you know, you have an enjoyable night. What's the cost on that? I have no idea.
The 10 milligram gummy is kind of a standard of not getting somebody too zonked out, right? But enough that they can feel the effect of that. Those things range from a dollar. You can buy a pack of Buckabus, five gummies, $5, right? And those are in convenience stores and gas stations. Those same exact gummies, Delta 9, when you go to a dispensary, are $20 or $25.
Yeah.
Because of the tax. Okay, so that farm bill in 2019 allowed a lot of legal products that have THC that'll give you a little relaxation, give you a little buzz, like if you drank a beer. They don't have to pay the tax. They just pay the state sales tax. And so that's created a whole new market. They don't even know how much of that's being sold, but it's got to be in the billions of dollars now. But to answer your question, anywhere from $1 to $5.
But when it's 25 times the cost to buy legal, that's going to deter a lot of people. And they're going to say, well, I'm going to at least try the second, whatever, not the black market, whatever, the legacy market, that one.
Legacy market, I love that.
Legacy and black are the same thing, okay? It used to be the black market, and they wanted to be called legacy now because they've been illegally selling marijuana.
Much more palatable, yeah.
See, I love the criminal drug dealer union got together and decided, no, we don't like that phrase now. We're the legacy.
Correct terms.
We're the legacy market now. Come on, man. You're doing something illegal.
That's right. And now the legal marijuana people, the people that have license, multi-state operators, they're lobbying big time against this Delta 9 that's emerging both in these drinks and in those gummies, because the people that got into that business, a fellow Ohioan, a guy named Antonio Swad, y'all maybe heard me talk about him before. He's the founder of Wingstop. He's in the gummy business now. And he's the $5 for five gummies. He wants to make them affordable for people to try and make sure that they're getting a good and quality product. You know, I'd much rather buy something from a guy that's been known in the food service industry for 20 or 25 years than some guy off the street named Pookie.
Well, you know, if I had a chicken wing business, I'd want to start a pot business too.
Yeah.
It kind of works. Yeah,
kind of walks hand in hand, man.
He got a pizza. He also did Pizza Patron, so he's getting it from two different angles there. But and his thing is, he said people just want to get a little buzz legally. He's not into nor am I. I'm not into getting zonked out on this stuff. And I've been using it a long time, okay? But my wife, she'll take a half of one of these gummies, and she goes to sleep. My mother-in-law, she'll take a full gummy and avoids taking a hydrocodone for her back pain. That's a good thing, guys. Both we all know how bad opiates are for us, and if veterans are finding relief off these gummies, so you know I'm all for that. I've been a longtime flower smoker, and you know I'm even starting to change my mind on that because of my old mama. She says, "Well, you got those gummies now. Why don't you do those, Mama? They won't light up just like those drinks."
And with that, Jerry, we'll let you go. J-Man, always a pleasure. People want to find out more about you. Where can they go?
Go to weedandwhiskey.tv, or I've got a new website, imjman.com.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
Nice. Thanks, J-Man.
Anytime, Rocky, Eddie. Good talking to you.
Partner.
Bye-bye.